hope you're having a great day. I'm Nicole Lappin at the CNN Center in Atlanta. Here's a look at what's happening now in the news. Treasury Secretary Henry Paulson and the Federal Reserve Chairman Ben Bernanke are turning up the pressure on Congress. They insist the government must act immediately to bail out the U.S. financial system. Lawmakers from both parties say that they are just not willing to give the Treasury Secretary a, quote, blank check to buy troubled assets from financial firms. Well, Paulson says that the plan is the only way to unfreeze financial markets and give firms the confidence they need to start lending to one another yet again. A gunman killed 10 people today at a trade school in Finland. Officials say that the 22-year-old gunman had been questioned by police only yesterday. Police say the shooter turned the gun on himself and died hours later. He's identified as a culinary arts student at the school. Police questioned the attacker about the postings on YouTube showing him firing a handgun. Police say that he was released because they had no legal reason to actually hold him. Gas prices dropping again today. AAA now reporting the price for a gallon of self-serve regular is $3.73. But drivers in the southeast U.S. are waiting in long lines to fill up their cars. Nashville continues to see the worst gas shortages out there. In Atlanta, some stations are either out of gas or only offering a certain grade. Officials blame the shortage on damage to refineries from the recent hurricanes. All right, are you ready for this? Really? Are you ready for Christmas? 93 days until Christmas, but a lot of us may be feeling a little grinchy. A trade group is predicting that holiday sales will barely climb this season because of the awful economy. The Retail Federation, the National Retail Federation, says that gas prices, food inflation, and fear all point to a frugal holiday. Bah humbug on that one. Be sure to stick with CNN.com 24/7 for all the news all around the world. And, of course, we're going to get you some updates right here throughout the day. Take care.